from Washington. This is VOA News. Israel's Netanyahu says more Israeli military offensive to come. Significant improvement in the Ebola outbreak news in Guinea. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. While the death toll from Israel's Gaza military offensive now is above 100, according to Palestinian officials, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will not bow to international pressure to stop the military campaign. In Tel Aviv Friday, Netanyahu told reporters, "We have attacked more than 1,000 targets, Hamas, Jihad, and other groups. There is still more to go." Mr. Netanyahu said Friday, no pressure would prevent Israel from combating terrorists that call for Israel's destruction. Friday was the fourth day of Israel's Gaza offensive. Meanwhile, Palestinian militants continued firing rockets into Israel. Gaza militants have launched about 550 rockets on Israel during the latest fighting, with no Israeli casualties reported. Health officials say the West African Ebola outbreak has virtually stopped in Guinea, but continues to rage in neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone. In its latest update, released Friday, the World Health Organization says Liberia reports 11 new cases and 4 deaths from the disease, while Sierra Leone reports 32 new cases and 15 deaths. In contrast, Guinea has seen only 1 new Ebola case in the past 7 days. More on these stories at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has held separate talks with rival Afghan presidential candidates and outgoing President Hamid Karzai in Kabul to try to seek a resolution to a bitter election dispute. Ayas Ghul has the details from Islamabad.
Allegations of widespread fraud in last month's runoff vote have provoked presidential hopeful Abdullah Abdullah to reject preliminary results that put rival candidate Ashraf Ghani in the lead. Kerry spoke to reporters in Kabul, stressing the importance of his trip to the country.
I'm here because President Obama and the United States of America are deeply interested in a unified, democratic, and stable Afghanistan.
Abdullah alleges that President Karzai, the Election Commission, and the Ghani campaign colluded against him to organize ballot stuffing, charges that have been denied. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Germany's foreign minister says he will discuss the expulsion of a U.S. intelligence officer from Berlin with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when the two diplomats see each other at meetings in Vienna in the next 2 days. Frank-Walter Steinmeier spoke to reporters Friday in Berlin, a day after Germany expelled the intelligence officer over allegations that Washington hired German operatives to sell its secret documents. At least 19 Ukraine government servicemen reportedly were killed in a rocket attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Friday. Andrei Lysenko, a spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, told reporters 23 soldiers have been killed, among them 19 servicemen from the armed forces and 4 from the Border Guard unit. Ukraine's defense ministry also says another 93 persons were wounded. A court in the western U.S. state of California has sentenced a chemical engineer to 15 years in prison and fined him $28.3 million for stealing trade secrets from the U.S. industrial chemical maker DuPont to help a state-owned Chinese company. The United Nations warns that governments are ignoring the voices of young people and excluding them from important policy decisions at their peril. As the nations mark World Population Day on this July 11th, the UN Population Fund says investing in the well-being of adolescents and young people benefits communities throughout the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Young people comprise nearly 2 billion of the more than 7 billion people who now live on this earth. Such a large number is a powerful force and cannot easily be ignored. Nevertheless, adolescents and young people are marginalized and subject to some of the worst violations and deprivations in many countries. The UN Population Fund reports an estimated 515 million adolescents and youth aged 15 to 24 live on less than $2 a day. But despite the numbers, it notes 2 out of 3 countries do not consult young people on key policy decisions that affect their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. stocks in the U.S. On Friday generally up across the board. S&P 500 saw its biggest weekly percentage decline in 3 months. More at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.